Hello, everyone. Thanks for joining us for episode 157 of In the Word podcast with Will and Marie. And I'm Will.
And I'm Marie.
And I'm glad we are able to come to you. And I'm glad that you all are listening to us, downloading the podcast from iTunes or Facebook or Twitter, or if you're listening to us on our YouTube channel. We're just grateful, and we thank you for your time, and we appreciate your love and support and the feedback that we get. We're just excited to do this. We're not doing it for money. We don't get paid. This is a volunteer effort, and we thank you for listening. That's payment enough that someone cares about what we have to share and are willing to give us a few minutes of their time. Even if you're driving, or if you're working out, or if you're shopping, or if you're just relaxing, we just thank you for listening. And we pray that the Word of God, not Will and Marie, we pray that the Word of God will minister to you and change you, and will just be transformative in your life in a deep and precious way. And we started out last week just talking generally about the purpose of prayer. And and I think that that's exciting, because we just did a quick overview of Philippians 4, 6, and 7. But I think when you think about prayer, oftentimes we're taken back to what I refer to as the disciples' prayer, the model prayer there in Luke 11 or in Matthew 6, where we get this this prayer that Jesus provided as a template, a model. I know some people pray that prayer verbatim, and they use it as a prayer. And I don't think that there's anything wrong.
I started going back to it.
Yeah.
For years I had not, but I incorporate that sometimes into my prayers.
Yeah.
I started thinking about what it's saying, and I'm like, I can say that today. I can pray that today.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at it in the King James Version, Matthew 6, verse, starting at verse 9, it says, "And after this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors." Some translations will say trespasses.
Right.
"And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen."
Yes.
So what do you think about that, Sister Marie, when you hear it?
I like it. I love it, actually. Like I said, I just recently started thinking about reincorporating that into my prayer. And because I believe that as you pray that, it will lead you into a more deeper prayer, or a more intimate prayer. So I like it a lot.
And you know, and when you break it down, you know, all the aspects of prayer, in my humble opinion, you know, are there. You know, when you start out with "Our Father," it's just showing it's confirming that there is a relationship, you know, a father-child relationship. And we're addressing our prayers to, you know, our Father in heaven. We're recognizing his superiority and our inferiority.
Right. And Ephesians 6:18 tells us to pray at all times in the Spirit. So, you know, we're praying in the Spirit. We're praying the Word of God. We pray, you know. So when you say "Our Father," address him as that or whatever, I think it's perfectly good to incorporate that into your prayer. And also, I wrote down 1 Thessalonians 5:17. The verse before 17 says, "Rejoice always." And then it says, "Pray without ceasing." So, you know, we all know that we're required to pray. But it's just what my thinking is on this is you analyze your prayer life and see what they're constructed of.
Right.
Are they simply just petitioning? Which, like I said, God, he tells us to petition. But at some point, some level in our lives, we should grow to a more deeper, more intimate, to where we want to talk to him because we love him so much. Not because we need something, but because we love him and we need him to lead and guide us into all truth as the Holy Spirit does within us. We need him to comfort us and to give us peace and give us strength and direction. So it's like, you know, any other relationship, but this one is even higher and greater than, you know, our fleshly relationships, where God has done so much for us, and he does so much for us every single day. Even I think about this, even letting the sun, you know, and the moon, using that, letting the sun come up and the moon, right. come, you know, and the sun go down and all, that's just a blessing. What if we had to walk around in darkness all the time?
Right.
You know, so you can think about things like that so we won't take so much for granted. The things that we can be grateful for. I kind of had a little list here I'd written down before, but I mean, it was just talking about what we can pray for, make our requests, you know, for joy, for peace, for all of that. So when you think about it and you really are still before the Lord, you can probably pray for a long time when you really started thinking about where you are, what he's done for you, what he promises he will do for you, and, you know, and what he's doing for you at that particular moment.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree. And there's no shortage of things. There's certainly no shortage of things to ask God for, mm-hmm. but there's also no shortage of things to thank God for.
Yes. Yes,
you know, I
yes.
like, I like what Paul says when he addresses the Romans in Romans 8:26. He said, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities.
Yes.
For we know not what we should pray for yes. as we ought. And I love that because it kind of reminds me also of what James says when he says, you have not because you ask not, and when you ask, you receive not because you ask amiss.
Right.
So that just shows me that we don't always even know what to ask for.
Right.
We don't know how to ask or what to ask or what we should pray for. But Paul continues that thought back in Romans 8:26 by saying, but, you know, that conjunction, but, you know, right there is not, it's also a contrast. It's saying, notwithstanding, or however, or in spite of what came before it,
yes.
he's saying that the Spirit, and that's capital S, mm-hmm. the Holy Spirit that's yes. in us, yes. the Paracletus, he who comes along aside to guide and lead yes. us into all truth. He says the Spirit itself, I would prefer the word himself, but, you know, this is the KJV, right. maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered.
Yes.
And I like that. I you know, we could go further with 27, but we're almost out of time. But I think the key there is that we don't always know what to pray
exactly.
for.
Exactly, right, right.
We sometimes we can't even articulate yes. the words or put our thoughts into meaningful expressions, but right. the Lord reads our heart. He yes. searches. I like verse 27 says, and he that searches the heart
yes.
knows what is the mind of the Spirit.
Yes.
And I think that means that we get come to a place that we get in agreement with God.
Yes.
We get on the same
yes.
page with God. And I've
yes.
said this in church before, that prayer is about agreeing with God.
Yes.
What do you think about
and yeah,
that?
Yeah, I'm thinking about, as you know, as you're doing that, you know, and just being in his presence, you may cry, you may feel, you know, you will feel his presence and you'll know that you know, that God is there, God is listening, God is helping, God has accepted your prayer, God is going to answer your prayer. You know, I love those times when we just don't know what to say. We're just down, but we don't get up and leave. We stay
right,
there before the
right.
Lord and just call upon his name and just glorify him and give him praise. And he will come in and take over.
Yes.
And those
yes.
times, I think those are those times of refreshing that he talks
mm-hmm,
about that comes from
right.
the presence of the Lord. So we're missing out if we're not spending those quiet times before the Lord and just letting him, the Holy Spirit, pray through us. We are missing out on a vital relationship with the Lord, things that really will build us up and pick us up and even confirm within us. We know he's real, but it'll even confirm more that God is real and God is with me and God is right there with me always.
Right.
And he's no matter what I'm going through, where I'm at, God is right there with me.
Right, right. And that verse you referred to, Acts 3:20, says that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord.
Yes.
And that he may send the Christ appointed for you, yes. Jesus.
And I think there's one in Proverbs 11, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Same thing.
Right.
Close to that.
That is just so good.
Yes.
We're going to get more into that next time. But for now, we just thank you, Lord, for this time together. And
yes.
we just ask you to have your way with your word. We know it will not return void. We ask, Lord, that you be glorified in all that we do say and think,
yes.
and that your people are edified. In Jesus' name we
yes.
pray. Amen. God
Amen.
Bless you. And we will see you all next time
Amen.
On In the Word podcast
yes.
with Will and Marie.